Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening to the Adventure Mount Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
What's up, everybody? This is Morgan Lander.
And SJ from the band We Are Pigs.
And you're listening to the Hype Man on W4CY Radio.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I am so honored for our next guest because they are two badass women that are making some brutal music, and I mean that. So let's welcome to the show Morgan Lander and SJ Jones. How are you?
Hello, very well, thank you.
What's up? Doing good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, so... let's talk about this a little bit. Okay, so SJ, you have We Are Pigs, and anybody that doesn't like normally know, although they should know, Morgan is from an awesome band called Kitty, and if you don't know, then you might not want to be listening to this show. No, I'm just kidding. You might want to check out all them. Yeah, you should definitely know. And I got to tell you, so... when your publicist sent over the press release and I watched the video for Moot, I was immediately like, okay, I need to interview these badass women.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm very excited, and I'm glad that it caught your attention. It was like, you know, that's what it's all about.
You know, it's kind of funny, too. Like, so I do a lot of festivals, a lot of concerts, do a lot of interviews, and I don't really know how this is a male-dominated industry because I think the females are a lot more badass than us males, just saying.
Well, thank you. We're doing what we can.
So, well, I think we have to, like... really put it all out there, you know? So it's like we come across with every little bit of brazenness, if that's even a word, you know? In order to actually be seen and heard, it's like we really have to dig in.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to say, I think it's natural anyway, because to me, okay, females are more passionate than males anyway, and music is passion. And the passion definitely shows through in this song. So maybe you could tell everybody about this song and what it means to you guys.
Take it away, Morgan.
Oh, all right. Ooh, I get to go. All right. Well, this song, this is SJ's baby, really. She is the driving force and the light behind We Are Pigs. I was able to be part of this basically because she's a fan of the band Kitty, and she had seen our documentary and decided to reach out, you know, to ask if I'd like to be a part of this song. And I was, of course, honored. You know, she's an incredible woman, producer, engineer, songwriter, front person, writer. And so, of course, I was like, yes, I would love to jump on this. Women supporting women is something so incredible. And the idea behind the song is really just getting out the frustrations of, you know, this really sort of interesting and different time that we're currently in the midst of. You know, this past year and a bit has been a very strange time. It's been a very trying time for some. And, you know, we're all sort of going into this new thing blindly, you know, like it's been a very emotional time. And this is just the product of the catharsis of those emotions.
That's very cool. And you know, it's definitely, you guys team up well together, I gotta say, because I mean, the song is definitely up on one of my favorites now. And, you know,
yeah,
there you go. And it's funny because I was saying where I was before, and I'm not just blowing smoke. I own several radio stations here besides being a radio personality. And one of our other radio stations is the number one ranked women's internet radio station in the world. And it's for women empowering women. And I definitely think it's something that I love, that women are starting to team up together to empower each other instead of, you know, going against each other.
Yeah, I don't think there's been enough of it for some reason. It's like the world has fed us that, you know, it's like we should support men and, you know, women don't really count. And now it's sort of like, you know, us women kind of getting together and trying to have a voice. Well, not trying, having a voice that's being heard. So that's cool that you have a station like that too. And we definitely need, you know, the more men that get behind it, it's like that's what makes it count. You know, whether it's like Black Lives Matter or transgender, whatever it is, women, or it's all the same thing, you know, minorities coming together and having a voice. So that's super cool.
And I think you are finding that there's more men nowadays that are being more supportive of it. It's kind of like the men are getting separated. And I think it's also, in my opinion, because you guys are banding together, because I'll tell you a funny story. While I was married, sometimes I would do stuff and my ex-wife would be like, oh, you're such a woman. And like it was a negative thing. And I used to scratch my head. I'm like, that's coming out of you. That should be a positive thing, you know? And I think it should be empowering to hear words like that.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Well, I think, yeah, the narrative is changing though, you know, and the more that, you know, as I mentioned before, like the representation is so important, and the more that women are represented in the media and represented, you know, in terms of music, and especially from us in particular with metal, the more accepted that it's going to be. You know, like when I got started over 20 years ago, it definitely didn't feel as accepting as it does now, but I do still feel like there is a lot of work to be done.
And totally.
And you ladies are doing it. So tell...
That's what we're here for.
There you go. Tell us a little more about We Are Pigs and about the new song, and, you know, give people kind of a little visual of why they should be connecting with this and checking out the music.
We Are Pigs was born, I guess, just out of needing a voice, just like, and representation, just like what Morgan was saying. I'm originally from South Africa, and I played in a band there for many years, and the band did really well. And then when I moved to the States, I organically fell into the songwriter producer role, which has been really amazing. And I've had such an incredible time working with artists like, you know, Head from Korn, Billy Corgan, Alien Ant Farm, Sean Kingston, Nile Rodgers, you know. So I've had the opportunity to learn from some of the greatest artists and producers in the world. And I was kind of, I just felt like I wanted to have a voice again and team up with people that wanted to be heard. So We Are Pigs is really just, it's a concept project. And I guess it's a little bit selfish on my part, because I'm in that concept, you know, it's like making music with my heroes is a big part of that. So like Morgan said, I was watching the Kitty documentary, and I was just so incredibly inspired and moved. And like these girls are, they're everything that I want to be, that I hope to be. And so reaching out to Morgan, I honestly didn't think that I would ever get a response. And so when I got that response, it was just, this has been a bucket list moment to work with such a behemoth, and being a woman, you know, I hate the fact that we have to say that, like, you know, being a woman, but it's it really is truly inspiring to work with somebody so talented that just defies gender, defies time, defies talent. You know, it's like it's equal across the board. And so that's what We Are Pigs is. It's just a collaboration project with bands and artists kind of out of the late 90s, early 2000s era, which is my formative years and still to this day my favorite time in music. So, you know, working with other artists like Billy Corgan and Head from Korn and Richard Patrick from Filter. So, you know, like having Morgan in there is, and she's the first woman that I got to collaborate with. So this is, you know, it really is just a bucket list moment for me.
You definitely picked
and
a good
I'm
one.
I'm honored to be in that pantheon of such amazing, great artists as well, because many of those bands are bands that were a part of my formative years as well. And, you know, bands and artists that I'm a fan of too. So it's, I don't know, it's an honor to be even mentioned amongst those.
It's super cool. I think Morgan and I have like a really similar, even though we were born like thousands of miles apart on completely different continents, you know, we're the same age. And I feel like we were somehow drawn to the same kind of music. You know, we were talking about bands like Silverchair, which is one of my favorite bands and one of Morgan's favorite bands, you know. So we have a lot of common ground. And even though this song and We Are Pigs maybe sonically is something different to what both of us have ever done, it's like there's a lot of common ground in the emotional value and how the sonics make us feel. So it's been really cool.
And I think emotions is a very, very important part of music because, you know, what is music? It's kind of like a transfer of emotions from the artist to the listener.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? It's a universal language. And I think that just speaks to how, like SJ was saying, you know, two people, you know, around the same age, born at completely different parts of the world, are able to come together with so many common interests. And that is the universal language of music. It speaks to everyone and it forms a bond regardless of your background or your upbringing or where you're from.
No doubt. And especially when it comes to metal music, because I always talk about you can go to a metal show and there'll be every different walk of life there and we're just all one big happy family.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a really, really cool thing about metal, especially. I feel like, you know, metal has, I mean, for me, in my experience, it's been very inclusive in terms of, like, you know, the audiences and, like, for us and Kitty fans in particular, just, like, we love to embrace everyone who loves the band. And I think that's a really cool aspect of just, in general, you know, the way that metal is. Lots of different types of people, but they're all there for the same reason and, you know, one common love. And that's cool.
Yeah, no doubt. And metal has grown a lot because I remember back at now my formative was, you know, the 80s, early 80s, Sunset Strip, Slayer, Metallica beginning. You know, I had to be I had to be very clear there because it wasn't the Sunset Strip, Poison and the others. You know, but, you know, I remember back then it was, I had this girl that I was really close friends with and we'd go to shows together all the time and she'd always want to get in the pit and everybody'd be like, girls don't belong in the pit. And that is like such a stupid statement because I'll tell you what, I've seen some girls in the pit that belong in the pit a lot more than some of the guys.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I think that's different between, I mean, if we're really going here, is men have slightly more physical strength, you know, and that, you know, it's there for a reason. Men are meant to be like the hunters and the protectors or whatever, you know, so, but it's like girls are equal on every other playing level, if not, if I may say, if not more far advanced. On all the other playing levels. So it's like, you know, getting into a mosh pit is that's one of the coolest things of going to a concert. And sure, you're going to come out with bruises, but, you know, that's a part of the fun.
It's also the best therapy there is to get rid of your aggressions and angers and whatever else is bothering you. So why should anybody be left out? Whoever needs to get in there and release, get in there.
Holy man.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, music is cathartic. It's cathartic for the audience and for the artist. And, you know, we all end up feeling a little better after.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. That's why I say with everything that's been going on, I think that really the biggest solution would be to have one big mosh pit for the whole world. And then we would work out all our problems in the pit.
Totally.
Totally. One big wall of death. And just well, everybody just run right into the center and you get it over with and we're done.
Well, wait, it's funny you should say that, because the next thing I was going to say, I've been saying all along, is the next presidential election should be handled by a wall of death.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, right?
I think that this song was kind of our expressing of the wall of death, you know? I feel, you know, we have a lot of thoughts and sometimes we aren't allowed to express, or we don't know how to express that rage or thoughts. And this was just a really fun way to express some frustration in a very trying time, you know, whether it be the coronavirus or political or whatever you got going on. It was just super cathartic for sure.
Yeah, there certainly is a lot going on that we need to get out of us in a pit for sure. So how does everybody connect with you guys on social media? Check out the music, check everything out.
Go for it, Morgan.
Yes, you go first. Oh, me go first. Okay, again. All right, well, me, myself, Morgan Lander, you can find me if you search on Facebook, Kitty. We're still doing a lot of posting stuff, a lot of cool legacy projects. We have a documentary out. You can find us on Instagram, Official Kitty. Myself, you can find me on Instagram, Dial M for Morgan, and on Facebook as well, Official Morgan Lander. And you can find my brand new band, Car Chaos, on Facebook and Instagram as well. Car Chaos Official, and just search for Car Chaos on Facebook, and there will be. We've got more new music on the way from me, hopefully once things get a little less crazy with the pandemic. So,
and we're almost there, I hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So too.
How about you, SJ?
You can find me on Instagram, We Are Pigs Band. That's pretty much the handle for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, all those good things. We Are Pigs Band. And then my personal is SJ Jones 1. So it's ESJAYJONES 1. So go hang out, see what we're up to. And I'm really hoping that we get to perform this song live at a couple of shows. I reached out to the guys at Knotfest a couple of days ago and I was like, hey, bring Morgan and I out to do a couple of songs. So you never know, we could be seeing you guys soon.
Well, you know, I'm going to call her out, but, you know, your publicist, she should get you on the Danny Wimmer festivals to do that.
We're working on it. Promise.
I'm calling her out live on this interview.
Come on, Selena. Use your wicked magic.
Yeah, totally. I hope I do get to see you guys. Oh, man, I need a show bad. I need a mosh pit pretty bad. So
yeah, I think a lot of the world is feeling that right now. And I think once, you know, shows and concerts are back on, there's going to be a lot of release happening. And I think it's going to be amazing for a lot of people. So we're very much looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. And I think all the anger and division and hatred, besides anything else, I think that this is causing it. We have no release. We need a release. We need to go out with people at live music festivals and just get it all out.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
So, ladies, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners about yourself, about the song that we haven't covered already?
No, please just, if you have not checked out the music video, go check out We Are Pigs Band on YouTube, or you can just Google Morgan Lander Moot and it will be the first thing that pops up. Go check out the video, share it with your friends. The cool thing about this video is that Morgan and I both shot it completely on our iPhones, like by ourselves. And we've actually, the other day, we Skyped for the very first time together. And it was the first time we'd met. So this whole song and project was done like completely over email and internet without actually ever having a face-to-face Zoom conversation. So
wow. It
really is like this really interesting time that we're in.
That is wild. And
yeah, technology makes it possible.
Oh, yeah. And after watching that video, now you said you shot it on iPhone. I was like, I'm amazed. As somebody that does this stuff, I was like, wow, You don't even need a videographer or any of that. That's why it's funny, too, because when, like, you get photo passes for festivals, it's like it says, strain a thing, you can't use an iPhone. But I can tell you right now that my iPhone takes way better pictures than my professional camera.
I mean, totally, technology is pretty amazing. It's pretty crazy that what technology does these days. And, like, it was a really cool experience just to, like, you know, to go out and get weird in the woods and then send it off to SJ and be like, here you go. Let's make a video.
Totally.
Nice. Yeah, I would have never known that was done on an iPhone. That looked like a professionally produced video. So there you go. You guys are amazing.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Not SJ. He's the one that edited it.
Well, thank both of you for the music, and thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for having us. What is up? This is SJ from the band We Are Pigs, and you are listening to The Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
What's up, everyone? This is Morgan from Kitty, and you're about to hear Moot with me and We Are Pigs on W4CY.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.